Good morning. This is Cyril Stevens from Christmas Valley wishing you a very happy Christmas. I hope this Christmas day is such a blessing to you that you'll remember that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. We've had lots of discussion on the various news broadcasts recently of why it's important to have Jesus in Christmas. He's not just the reason for the season. The Lord Jesus is the Son of God. Christmas isn't just for children. It isn't just a tradition that we carry on from the fathers that founded this country. What it is, Christmas is the day where we remember that Christ was born. Someone's going to say, well, how do we know it's the 25th of December? We don't. We argue it. The church, traditional Roman Catholic Church, has told us it's the 25th of December. They've got their system worked out, and that's what our calendar says. I look at it this way. It's an opportunity for all the families to get together. It's an opportunity for the family of God to get together. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us to sing the praises of God. Now, I believe that we can be very sure in whatever it is that the Scripture tells us about our Lord Jesus Christ. And he was born in Bethlehem of Judea and grew up in Egypt and in Nazareth. We need to understand some of this because the history books get blurred as if we move away from the Word of God. And people like to interject their own assumptions and conclusions and reasons for this, that, and the other. I'm pretty simplistic, really. I stick with the old King James Version, and I read in there that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. For instance, in Matthew's Gospel and chapter 1, I read this. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Now we're going to stop there because there's so much to talk about, and I want to talk about some of these things with you for a moment or two. You see, Christmas is the Mass of Christmas. Christ's Mass is really what it means in Latin, and the Roman Catholic Church gave us this name, and we've stuck with it. I live in Christmas Valley, and when people started saying we've got to take the Christ out of Christmas, I wondered what they were going to rename Christmas Valley as. Happy Valley or something like that, or Holiday Valley. But the people that are criticizing the things that are put in the Word of God and being foolish, really, those same people don't realize that they want to call it a holiday. The word holiday is made of two words, holy day. This is a holy day that we remember that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, the Apostle Peter writes, and he wants us to understand something about this Lord Jesus, and he wants us to understand it in a very simple, practical way, that we may come close to the Lord Jesus. And he has already said that for me, speaking of himself, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain, for I am in a strait betwixt the two. I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Now, we look at that and we think, well, did the man really want to die? No, because he understood what Jesus had said. Whosoever believeth in me shall never perish. Do you know that you will never perish if you believe in this baby? If you believe in the child that God put into this world? When you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a great and wonderful thing happening to you. You have the grace of God, which is great, and the peace of God, which is wonderful, flood your soul. And your soul is so filled with the continuing presence of Jesus that for you to live is Christ. I'm sure you know, because you've all read the scriptures, I hope, but Matthew and Luke are the only two of the recorders of the Gospels that tell us about Jesus and his birth. Most people don't know much about his birth. Most people don't bother to study it. But Dr. Luke wanted everybody to know what a supreme and remarkable thing this birth was. It was a wonderful birth, a birth through a woman who was about 15, 16 perhaps, we think, and she bore this child, and yet she had never laid with a man. Now, if that's offensive, the way I've said that, I apologize, because I don't mean to be offensive. But the word of God says in the 23rd verse, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." So I wouldn't mind if we change Christmas to Emmanuel's time. If we could just say, this is Emmanuel's time. And we are remembering when Jesus, Emmanuel, that is, came into the world. We are remembering that Jesus, the Son of the living God, came and blessed us in this world. But Peter has something else to say. He says, you know, to you who believe, Jesus is precious. We all look at a baby when it's born, and I must confess that I'm no great one with little children of that early vintage. I didn't know what to do with ours when they were born. I was rather clumsy. I was terrified of dropping them or doing the wrong thing. All sorts of things flooded through my very ignorant mind. But here was something I did understand. I went one day to be preaching quite a distance from the house, and I got back late at night, and my wife was already in bed and asleep, and so was our eldest girl, a tiny little creature about 6 months old at that point. She lay in her cradle. Her room was just opposite ours, and I went into her room, and I leaned beside the cradle, and the moon was shining through the window. This is in a little town in England called Chesham. It's in Buckinghamshire, in the Chiltern Hills. Beautiful little area. And I knelt down beside this little cradle, and I don't know why, but great tears came to my eyes that couldn't be kept inside my eyes, and they flooded down my cheeks and bounced on the head of this little child. She didn't move. She just went on in baby sleep. I looked at her and looked at her and saw, for the first time in my life, I think, something very beautiful. And therefore, she became to me very precious. And as the years have gone by, well over 50 now, it is an amazing thing that the beauty I saw but couldn't analyze or couldn't catalogue at the time of this happening, the beauty has just grown and grown and grown. Sure, she has her days off. Sure, she has her times when she's upset about this or that. Sure, she's not always as even as she'd like to be, but she is a most beautiful person. I was disappointed that I couldn't go and listen to her sing at a concert that they had at their church in Le Grand last Sunday. I was very disappointed. The Lord has given her a beautiful voice, and that voice is so clear and so well enunciated that she makes the message of Christmas become a clear thing. How beautiful. Do you get up in the morning? Sometimes you see the sun rise. Where we live, we can hardly see the sunrise, for we're facing west, and behind us in the east is a great ridge of rock. So we don't easily see the sun rise. But sometimes we see the sun set, in fact, nearly every day. I have never seen anything so absolutely beautiful. Now, I had a cousin who came to visit us, and she was criticizing me in a fun way because I said, look at this, look at that, look at something else. Isn't that beautiful? Look at all this beauty. And all she could see was sagebrush and desert and chunks of something standing up somewhere in that desert, and she didn't see the beauty. and she didn't seem to see the colours of the sky. Sure, it takes a trained eye to see beauty, but I have never in my life seen such beauty as I have seen in the world of the desert. I take you now and bring you back to this child of Bethlehem. What a beautiful thing. Now, Herod was a mean, mean man. He overtaxed the people. He demanded that they did what he said because he was king of the Jews. And he was very furious when people didn't do exactly what he said and when he didn't get his own way. If that doesn't ring a bell, you have not been listening to the news. And such was the condition of the people that they were hard-pressed in the days of Jesus to even have enough left over to pay for food, because taxes were levelled at them from every angle. They had sales taxes like we do. They had ordinary taxes and property taxes, and so it goes on and on and on. Nothing's new under the sun, and we're suffering the same sort of difficulties as they had when Jesus was a child. But if you can imagine just for a moment, the wise men went into Jerusalem. They went to the palace at Jerusalem and they said, okay, we've come from the east. Now, we don't know exactly where that is. It could have been China, India, Asia, somewhere around what we call today Vietnam and Cambodia and so on. But this we do know, these were rich men, and they came from the east to worship the king whose star they saw in the sky. Now, we're not told how that star was first revealed to them. We're not told how many of them were there. We know they had three types of gifts, but we don't know too much about how many of the people carried these gifts. We know that they had three gifts, and so often we think there were three wise men. In fact, the hymn writer, "We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We've travelled so far." Who said there were three? There were at least three. But they carried gifts. There were three gifts. One was gold, one was frankincense, and one was myrrh. And it's interesting for us to rediscover the teaching of this wonderful piece of scripture, because they brought their gifts, gold to crown him again. Jesus was born King of the Jews. Jesus was born King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Let me use a modern word, President of Presidents. It doesn't matter who our president is, Jesus is far greater. It doesn't matter how powerful we think our country is, the country of heaven is more powerful. And so we have this powerful way of living, a new life to live. We live in power, with might and grace and truth and love. And nobody can overshadow those things. They are too powerful to overcome. It's very important to discover how it is that the frankincense and the myrrh were used very largely, myrrh in particular, for embalmment. How many children do you know where someone gives them a gift at birth and says, this is your embalming fluid for when you die? Why, we would be absolutely shocked if anybody did that to one of our children. Why would they do such a thing? But here, Jesus had these gifts. Now, notice that Joseph was told by the angel in a dream, take hold of the mother and the child and go into Egypt and wait there until I tell you to come back. God spoke very clearly through this angel. That night, Joseph got up and got going and he went to Egypt. Where was his money coming from? This was a man who went to pay his taxes and he could barely make it. How did he have enough money? The wise men brought him gold. The wise men brought gold. He had more money than the average person. God is a very practical God. And we forget this. As saints of Jesus, we forget that Jesus was the servant of man in order to bring man to the place where he could see that servanthood was absolutely beautiful. But the one thing man does not want to be is to be subservient. And so we work hard and we kill ourselves in hard work just so that we're not owing anybody anything. We don't accept charity, we say. We say all these things in a very proud and boastful way. But I have to tell you, if you're laid low, you will accept anyone and anything. God provides our needs according to his riches in glory, and Jesus is glorious. Now, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, why, he is precious. He is precious. Why was it that during the Reformation, men deliberately let themselves be tied to a stake and burned? Why was it that people have suffered in Nero's lifetime? For Nero was really a crazed man, and yet he burned sometimes on those crucifixes six people at a time, three on each side, and he set fire to them. He just set them on fire, and he lit up Rome. Now, I know there's all sorts of political things you can bring into that, but it's true that that's what he did. That's a historical fact. And it wasn't until Constantine that some sort of relief came to the Christians for their suffering in Rome in particular and throughout the Roman world was horrendous. And the church suffered badly. Thousands were killed. We have no idea how many. And they were killed in the most cruel manner. They didn't think the child of Bethlehem was very precious. When you attack a Christian, you're attacking his Lord. When you speak ugly things about a Christian, you're doing it to his Lord. Because we are all one in Christ Jesus, and there should never be a split in our understanding of our relationship with Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, then Jesus is precious. And with your body, with your mind, with your heart, with your emotions, with your soul, you protect the person of the Lord Jesus as best you can, because he is the babe of Bethlehem. I do ask you to consider the birth of Jesus. It was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused unto Joseph, before they had come together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. It isn't much of a stigma in these days, not like it was in my parents' days, but the stigma of being illegitimate, and how many darling children are brought into this world and they are illegitimate. How many thousands of children come into this world in this country because we allow so much sexual misconduct. And because we allow and encourage all sorts of perversion, how many children are born unwanted in this country? But to those who love their child, why, that child is very precious. I'm always moved when I see the advertisements about the fellows that are coming back from Afghanistan, places like that, the wife or the mother and father of the boy or the girl, crying, saying how much they need help, saying how much they thank God that the child is there, but he's only just there. His legs are gone, his arms are gone, his mind is gone. He's not the man that left. And they're presenting a need. We need your money to help, and so on. I have to tell you, the hearts of those parents are just broken up. the hearts of those relatives, the wives and so on, are so shattered because here one time this child was just beautiful and now is just an ugly mess. Whether that be mental or physical doesn't matter, it's there. How awful. Yet when you believe in Jesus, that which is ugly is beautiful. One of the most beautiful things ever spoken in the scriptures. It's in Mark's gospel. It was the first miracle, I think. Mark records this. It was brought to the Lord Jesus Christ, a man that had leprosy. Now listen to these words. And Jesus reached out and touched him. No matter what the condition of our bodies or minds might be, in our day, Jesus still reaches out and touches the person who is crying within his heart and within his soul, Lord, help me. Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. Lord, be with me. So we have this child of Bethlehem. And I want to remind you, Christmas is a time of great joy. And I hope that when you meet with your family and you meet with your friends and you sit around the table and you eat the turkey and the cranberry dressing and all that sort of thing, I hope with all my heart that you draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ and thank God that he sent his only begotten Son into this world to die for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have to stop. Happy Christmas. Have a great time remembering Jesus and let Jesus be precious to you. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, will you be precious to us now? Will you make yourself so precious to every man, woman, and child? And bring us all to that place where we cry out and say, my Lord, my God, we love you, Lord, and thank you for this time that we can remember you were born in Bethlehem of Judea many years ago. We thank you for these things. We thank you for your love. Amen. Hey, have a great time. Bye-bye.